Accession number 9785, Reel 3.
Mr. Empson, Reel 3.
That was the last 3 to 4 hours. That was where the tension came in, where you didn't know whether you were going back into action or what. And when it was reported she was leaving harbour, everybody was tensed up, ready to start all over again. And when she did blow herself up, that's where we relaxed, and you didn't know whether to laugh, cry, or what. But to relax after 4 days, it was, well, I wouldn't say it was traumatic or like that, but to put it down to you were trained for the job, and the job, they say, the job well done. But afterwards, then you start thinking.
Did you feel that you were getting help from other Royal Navy ships on the way to the blockade?
Well, we were told that there was a force coming down to help us, and we thought, oh well, there must be more coming down. But when we were told where the ships were, and they were 1,000 miles away, they were off Rio de Janeiro, and I think that was the only time that we were conned to thinking that there were other ships. Now the Cumberland came up, she did 900 miles in 30 hours. So we weren't alone. If she'd have come to do battle, we'd got the Cumberland with us. And she'd got 8-inch guns. So she would have actually started before we were.
Did the Cumberland arrive before the scuttling was announced?
Yes.
Did you cheer the Cumberland when she appeared?
Most decidedly. That was... she came close, and as always, even the smallest ships, you always cheer each other at some time or other. And... They took up position astern of us. And you felt a relief, yes, I will say you felt relief to know that she was there.
Now, can you tell me about how you were received when you got back to Britain?
Well, we pulled into... Plymouth Sound at 1 o'clock in the morning, and that was the end of January, and I always remember a small boat came up and wanted to know if we were the Ajax, because they got our mail for us, and we were still reading the letters at 4 o'clock in the morning. But we went up river about 10 o'clock in the morning, and to say it was secret that we arrived, where 250,000 people came on Plymouth Hoe to cheer us through. That was the part that I liked best, was when you see the thousands up there cheering away, greeting us home. And I said, that is one part I will never forget. All the thousands that were waving. And when we got into the dockyard, everybody cheered as we went to our billet.
Did any individuals approach you in Britain when they realised that you'd been in the Battle of the River Plate?
Well, that wasn't until when we got to Waterloo Station, before we did the march from Waterloo Station to Horse Guards Parade. But blackout and that, and I remember distinctly we walked up the platform and my sister was on the station with my mother and aunts and uncles, and of course they just collapsed all around me sort of business, and they're shaking hands and hugging. Yes, it was nice. But,
did it take you by surprise that there was so much fuss made about the Battle of the River Plate, or was it what you expected?
Well, no, we didn't expect that we were going to march through London. We didn't know that we were going to come home so soon after the action. We were expecting to be relieved because of the damage, but not so quick. But, that arriving at Waterloo Station was something, yeah.
What do you feel now in 1987 about having participated in the battle?
Well, I think that the battle brought the crew closer together over the years. Oh, I'm proud to the fact that I was in the battle. It's there's no doubt about it that even in 87 I go for a drink even in my local with my badge on, and they say, what's that? And they want to know what's all about, and it gives you pleasure to tell them what you did all those years ago, even long before they were born, sort of business. Oh no, I'm proud of the fact that I was on the Ajax. And to me, Ajax is a ship that can never be, they can never put another Ajax. I know they've had more ships of that name, but there'll only be one Ajax as far as I and my mates are concerned.
So the badge is the badge of the Ajax?
Yeah.
And do people still today know about the Ajax's role in the Battle of the River Plate?
Oh yes, it's most of my friends in my local pub, they know what it is. But you can be sitting there and strangers come in and they say, "Oh, that's a nice badge. What is it?" And then you tell them what it is and they say, but you're not old enough. Say thank you very much. But it is a pleasure to relate to people what went on.
But can strangers relate nowadays the Ajax to the Battle of the River Plate? Do they know that it took part in it?
No. Lots of them, they've forgotten the war. Unless you remind a lot of people. I mean, if we hadn't have had that film made of the plate, I don't think a lot of people would have remembered it. But it's been on the television so many times that I should say everybody should have seen it at some time or other.